This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, the center of the news media universe today is Singapore, where North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim is scheduled to meet face-to-face with President Trump. That location is an economic story in itself. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
In a way, summit planners picked Singapore for the same reason multinational companies and stock and bond traders do. It's a great service economy. Things get done. It's neutral, discreet, and safe. Singaporean Linda Lim teaches business at the University of Michigan.
There's not going to be any protests. There's not going to be any terrorist attack. It's very efficient. You can get in and out quickly. The logistics are good.
And Singapore's done this kind of thing before, hosting a key mainland China-Taiwan summit and the annual Asia Security Summit. It's even had trade relations with the so-called Hermit Kingdom of North Korea. This is all Singapore's brand, as it were. Analyst Evan Medeiros is with the Eurasia Group.
By presenting itself as a neutral venue where world leaders can come together, that just reinforces that Singapore is a great place to do business.
And the summit just helps with name recognition. In Michigan, Linda Lim says a lot of her friends are now asking her about this faraway place they don't know much about. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.